We're chatting about security and security officers in stores asking you and telling you to leave your bags at the front of the store while you go shopping, and where is the accountability and responsibility if your bag actually does disappear while it is in their possession. 0214460567. We'd love to hear from you, and on the WhatsApp line on 0725671567. But parenting section right now, and you know, when children call out our behavior as parents, it stops us right there in our tracks, and we can't possibly believe that they could be right and school and direct us in our behavior. But wrong is definitely wrong, and sometimes as parents we don't manage our emotions. We get impatient and abrupt and frustrated, and we sometimes even tell lies. We've got to be careful what we discuss as parents while our children are listening, because we very often, you know, speak bad about other people while our children are listening. And our children tend to learn those habits from us. We drop swear words from time to time and do not follow through on our promises. And we forget that our children are actually watching us, and they can see all our talents and faults right there in Technicolor. So for this, we've asked parenting coach Nozipho Mbatha to join us via Zoom for this conversation. And how do we actually navigate this parent-child dynamic when it actually does happen? Nozipho, very good morning to you, and welcome to Cape Talk.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me, and good morning to your listeners as well.
I've asked around the studio. Joe's little one is still very small, but I know that as a dad, he just doesn't get away with anything, because, you know, when you have a daughter, your heart melts right there. Amy has said that, you know, her daughter has called her out on one or two occasions, and it's quite a nasty feeling when your child turns around and says to you, "No, Mom, it doesn't work that way." My daughter said to me, last week quite strange. I was chatting to her, and I was saying to her, "But what you're doing is wrong, and you know, I don't agree with what you do, what you're busy doing." And she said to me, "But you hurt my feelings." And I had to take a step back, Nozipho. So what do we do?
And I'm so curious to know more. When you had to take a step back, what was the first thing that came to mind for you?
The first thing that came to mind for me was, let me engage my child and let me find out exactly how, what I, because very often we forget about what we say, because what we say makes people feel in a particular way. And how they feel is what they remember eventually, you know. Not, they might forget what we said, but they will not forget how we made them feel. So I took a step back, and I said, I'm sorry, but could we have a discussion about this? And we had a discussion about it, and it ended in a, you know, a very fruitful discussion. And I explained my side, she explained her side, and it was a hug and a kiss and a cry. And, you know, and you move on from there, because I feel very strongly about dealing with issues right there immediately when they happen.
I just want to congratulate you for that, because you have created, and it's about creating that environment for your child where they're able to call you out on stuff, and they caught you at a time where you were willing to engage and open, and you've created that environment. And it's one of those important things that we allow that. And children today, let me tell you, you would know yourself, Joe, Amy there, that it is one of those, we can no longer rely on the same way that we were raised, and creating that environment for our kids is so important. My kids also, they call me out all the time. Just a personal story of mine is that, like, we've got in the house area where we can't eat. And there's a separate area where you're able to eat because of, you know, various things and spillages that can't happen on a particular space. And the other day I sat there and I started eating there. And my daughter, who was 9, came to me and said, "But Mom, you said we can't eat here. Why are you eating here?" And I was caught off guard, because now I've created this rule and boundary in the house, but how am I now the first one to go break it? And I created it. So I had two choices in that moment: to say, "No, I'm the adult, so I can, and you the child, and you can't." And that now is the first thing that we unintentionally do, where we create expectations for children that are different to ours because we have learned that we treat children less than, that they are and have different expectations of them as we do of ourselves. And it's just so true that children are learning to be human by watching us be human.
You're quite lucky because if you had put a fine structure in place for that particular infringement, you would have had to pay the fine.
Absolutely. And the fine now, if it's that is so true. And it's just so important that we check in as parents with ourselves and be like, and be willing to admit when we've done something wrong, because they're learning from us by watching us and saying, okay, you've, and it's hard. It's really hard, especially because it's something that wasn't modeled for many of us, from our parents. So we needing to learn these things from scratch and understanding. And really it is, it's such an important topic to be had, and so important that we start engaging as people who are parents around this, because our children are calling on us to change. They're calling on us to do things differently. And when we are open to that and willing to receive, it opens up a whole new world of being for us as the adults as well.
And we're in conversation this morning with Nozipho Mbatha, parenting coach and founder of Nurture with Nozi. Now, Nozi, the problem is that these moments can sometimes be hilariousing, but they can be very hilarious, but I mean, they can also be embarrassing at the time, especially when this is done in front of the rest of the family. The important thing is, how should one respond to this? And on the same note, how should one actually not respond to this?
Yeah. And I think, the most important is to regulate your own emotions first. And truly, it takes a lot of courage to and willing to be vulnerable. And when you as the adults are, show your child that you are learning and open to learning, you're not a perfect parent. You make mistakes along the way. It gives them the permission to do exactly the same, that you are not this perfect figure. You make the mistakes. And when you respond is to check in with yourself, like, my child has just done this, and you take ownership of your reaction, not that, you know, and not blaming the child for how you've reacted, but it's the way that you are. And yes, we, you know, we lose our temper now and again, and now we're embarrassed and we don't know, especially if it's going to happen in front of family members, in front of your own mom, for example. And, it can be quite a tricky thing, you know, because I mean, just the other day, my mom, who grew up from a different era than I did, was in our home, and we've got a way that when you use somebody else's stuff, you ask first before you take. And my mom takes my son's charger, who's 9, and then he's like, but granny, you can't take without asking. And in that moment, I could have, like, because now I don't want my mom to judge me and saying, oh, look, your children can do as they please. I would never allow that in my house. But being able to realize that I am the leader in the space. The child is looking at me as that, you know, their mother that they look up to, how I react in the situation. So your reaction first and foremost, and your inner world and your emotion and how you're feeling about it, own it first, no matter, and without judging it, and accept it for truly what it is. And from there, you're able to be that safe, you know, create that safe space for your children to come and call you out on stuff and not take it personally, because it's not personal, and normalize all conversations in the home that they are able to happen, no matter, even when they are uncomfortable for you. Say, you know what happened today when I took the charger? It was uncomfortable for me. And the reason it was uncomfortable for me is because of X, Y, Z, without obviously emotionally dumping your stuff on the child, but really creating an environment in the home where everything and all feelings are welcome for what they are.
Parents are going through a lot of stress these days, and one of the worst things that parents are going through, where both mom and dad need to work, is financial stress, and it's a massive burden on a number of people, especially this time of the year. How do we create those safe spaces, and, you know, that space of trust with the child to say, you can come and talk to me about anything. You can come and chat to me about anything. And, you know, you are open to listening to the child, to hearing what the child has got to say, And then also while listening, or the big thing, you know, often for us is that we don't listen enough to our children. And we just so quick to say, you know, when we were children, we were never, you will never do this in our house, and you were never there. It's a different, it's a different space that we're in at the moment, isn't it?
Oh, and being a parent since 2022 is no joke. And my heart really does go out to everyone who is parenting in this age. And there's so much overwhelm from deadlines to having both parents work and just taking that step to actually listen. There's no time. Everybody is just busy. The children are overwhelmed with schedules. Like, now it's going to be December, and for the first time, there's going to be people don't know what to do or talk about anymore in the house, because, and creating those rhythms and rituals in your home as a parent would be my first and foremost advice, and that I advise my clients is, yes, you can't be with your children 24/7. You've got work, you've got to put bread on the table, but you also at the same time can't ignore your parenting responsibility in the hope that it's going to go away. It's not going to go away. It will always be there. So even if it's 15 minutes with each child every day, doesn't have to be 3 days a week even, because whether it is you sitting there in the bath while they bath and you chat, or when they go to bed, you lying next to them. It's just in those moments, because when your child knows that there's a particular time of day where it is just about them and you put your phone away, it's easier said than done. But even if you start with just 5 minutes a day, and then the following month it becomes 10 minutes, you've got to start somewhere, because that allows your child to know that at this particular time, whether it's when my mom tucks me in or my dad reads me a story, is when I'm able to talk about the things that are bothering me. Because when those moments in the day, no matter how small they are, when they are there, that's when your child knows, okay, I've had a bullying incident at school, and when it's bath time, that's when mom is available for me when I'm bathing. Then that becomes those golden moments that happen for connection. And sometimes it might not be a time to talk about a problem. Sometimes it's about to celebrate the stuff, because when we are available and sharp for our children, it's in those small magical moments.
Sometimes it's necessary for us to apologize to our children. And I know this is very difficult sometimes for people to do. It's difficult for parents to do. And we shun away, because we sometimes hand over our responsibility, our parent responsibility, hand that over to the smart device that the child is sitting on, which is not where the parenting responsibility lies. So when we've done wrong, we need to apologize. And it's essential for children to see and to witness the fact that we apologize, isn't it?
That is 100% true, because they learn how to take responsibility for actions by watching us take responsibility for our actions. And we are not perfect, nor our children. And when they watch us embrace and take responsibility for mistakes, they know that we don't hold them in this high regard for them to be perfect. And many of us don't know, like, what a meaningful apology looks like. I saw the other day on Twitter, somebody was like, parents to apologize and say, oh, I'm going to pour myself a Coke, pour yourself one as well. That's their way to apologize. And then, you know, that they're sorry for something. But it's when you're able to bring your full self in front of your children, they're able to do the same, and it establishes connection, because from that connection is where our children are able to listen to us, and it comes from a moment of also apologizing. So when you apologize, you acknowledge what it is that you have done, acknowledge how it made the other person feel, and what commitment do you then make for that not to happen again, so that it becomes meaningful. They feel it in their hearts, you feel it, that you are apologizing and you're taking responsibility for your stuff, rather than just saying, oh, you know what, I'm sorry, just get over it now, let's just move on. That's not a meaningful apology.
Chatting to parenting coach this morning, a parenting coach and founder of Nurture with Norsi, chatting about an parenting approach when your children actually call you out for your behavior, when you have to apologize and say, sorry, I'm wrong. Coming up for just on 10:31.